Hello, and welcome to the Beyond Earth Show, Are We Really Alone? And I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and thank you, all of you, for joining us today on this beautiful, most magical January 28th, 2023. And I really hope that all of you have had a truly lovely and purposeful time in the interim since our previous show. And one of the topics upon whatever I'm led into to discuss is the notion of perhaps extending from the previous show with our soul's emergence and the emanation of our purpose upon this time, space, continuum on planet Earth at this precise time, and of course into the sequential time frames and timelines that are before us. And essentially, we're all aware that perhaps, and some might need a reminder, in essence, that every form of life upon Earth and beyond Earth bears immense meaning and of most significance. And we as earthly inhabitants recognize truly that our planet Earth is a beautiful starry field, let's say, of intelligible energies. And every literal being is in a continuous state of communication with something else, let's say, to perpetuate the progress of the ebb and flow of life. And that results in continuous life and continuous growth. And thereby, when we as humans reflect upon these formulaic patterns of life from even the most seemingly minute microorganism to perhaps the most gargantuan macroorganism, do we really see and truly absorb the wholeness of our souls and our souls' meanings? So in the previous show, as I just prefaced with, I delved into some of the concepts, the theories, and facts pertaining to the soul's emergence. And while I intend to revert back to that topic in an elaborative form, perhaps at this time intermittently for today's show and upcoming Beyond Earth shows, I will continue on those topics. Yet one a few particular occurrences have transpired since last 2 weeks, in which, since that last transmission, much has transpired in the supernovae realm. And many of you may know, or if you don't know, or if you heard briefly upon this particular magical and beyond baffling existence of this, we actually encountered something I would say I consider a sacred knowledge given to us by our, let's say, interdimensional divining hosts of love and light. Yet, we did experience in our beautiful galactic kingdom it's called a firework supernova, and the PA30, and anyone can look that up, but it's been in study for some time. And as you may or may not know, these beautiful, amazing astrophysicists and astronomers, they do this immense research and they study the coordinates and the longitude, latitude, and all of that, and they compare everything. So there's been this particular study for a while, but now it's unfolded that this truly does exist. And so if anyone would like to look up the firework supernova, it's magnificent, and they've literally uncovered from this finding that the supernova does not just emit light and plasma radiation, yet it also has somewhat of a quality of like an impactor. So this is really big news in the astronomy and the supernovae realm. And so I wanted to segue with that because, ladies and gentlemen, everyone out there, all of the star seeds, all of you light workers, there's been much of this plethora of events occurring. And do not be surprised if you are experiencing heightened senses in your clairvoyant, your clairaudient, your clairsentient visions, you know, the experiences, and of course, if you're encountering legit visitations. And so I will elaborate upon that, Yet when I do mention legit visitations, as many of you know that there exists I'd like to say, quote unquote, the hierarchy that do not want us to transcend into the fifth dimension. And in part of that expression that I just stated is the notion I'm referring to is, let's say, potentially AI control and manipulation, and that essentially let's say that those that desire to create an alternate frame of existence for us to deflect and also reject our true, authentic, God-given, universe-given, bestowed experiences and visitations, maybe to nullify our inherent state of spirituality. And essentially, what I'm also trying to convey is that we are being primed through age-old technologies that one can either perceive as serving us for the betterment of our souls, minds, bodies, or in the, let's say, juxtaposition that there's also the falsely generated realities to cause obstructions. And I also would like to say psychological damage upon those that may not be aware of these patterns of even the most subtle interferences and so forth. And I know I just said a lot just then, but this is very paramount at this time because we have, like I said earlier, a plethora of events, yet it's so significant for everyone out there that has their spiritual journey, that has their spiritual innate knowledge that's specific to themselves, that everyone out there that beholds those interests, those gifts, those abilities, and that are seeking to enhance their abilities, and also those that may have been experiencing a spiritual paralysis in some state, in essence of maybe they feel blocked, or maybe they feel a bit attacked, or maybe they feel that something is in a bit of a stagnation. So I'm going to extend from that. And so hold on to that and just bear with me while I explain this process, because given all of that and the interferences, there's also a strengthening of enlightenment, furthering our journey. So there's always going to be this resistance. There's always going to be this opposition with resistance. And so basically, everyone out there, and especially those that are feeling even more to the call, the incarnation of God and the whole universe, the star seeds, light workers, all of you out there, truly behold your truths and your virtues and your integrity and also your valor is especially optimal at this time to literally, I would say, fortify your strengths. And this is not a negative interpretation. This is literally just a message that I'm conveying due to frequencies and circumstances that are ongoing constantly since the beginning of time. Yet right now, there is this a complete shift that we're entering that many of you have been prepared and aware of this incoming, but all of these instantaneous, let's say, occurrences simultaneously, synchronicities, the veil is let's just say the veil is starting to diminish of what is truth and what is false and what is implanted truth that is to be perceived as truth, yet it is of illegitimacy in its utmost state. So I wanted to just go back to all of you that are in the atmosphere of love and light and truth, that to maintain your virtue, your integrity, and also the valor of your spiritual awareness and your majesty, these are very important characteristic traits to behold because reminding you the kingdom of God is within you, all of you, and all of you that work through and walk through and live through the open passageways, the enlightened doorways to your divinely inherited perception. No mere mortal or nefarious entity can withhold and keep from you your spiritual honor. And it is the time to fasten and foist that armor, essentially. And I wanted to discuss some archangel realms today, especially that is I would say, in alignment with what this topic is. And when you essentially apply your spiritual armor and you invoke the divinity of all that is sacred, of this kingdom, of the whole universe, the galactic kingdom, there is a strength and there is the mightiness that does emanate from within all of us, but it's also enhanced when we do call upon and we invoke and we pray, we meditate, we chant, whatever form that is respective to anyone. And I've always expressed very freely and clearly on this show that this is a show for everyone, no matter what your belief system is, whatever your belief system is not, yet it is, we're all students, and this is just for everyone to just have a moment in time to speak about earthly and beyond earth existences. And so I would like to bring in Archangel Michael for this moment, who serves God and who is literally, the name is He Who Is Like God. Yet Archangel Michael is part of the strength and the divinity of the mightiness that he protects all of us, and especially protects the innocent. And there is a specificity to all justice, law enforcement, firefighters, rangers, astrophysicists, astronauts. And there is an emphasis there of protection over those that are serving and protecting others, and also doing very extreme work and very risky work, such as astronauts. And so there is a huge connotation there with also the innocent and those that are seeking a spiritual path. And there are a multitude of archangels, so many that it would take eons to even go over what we know and what we don't know, and to literally hypothesize what could be, what is not, what we know, what we could ponder, and what we could compute within our minds. Yet what we do know is that Archangel Michael is one of the most grand purveyors of strength and protection, and also upon the innocent and children. And when you align with Archangel Michael, and when you're in this realm and beyond this realm, and you additionally invite and call upon Archangel Gabriel, and I mention Archangel Gabriel right now because Archangel Gabriel is one of the most divine messengers of the in the angelic realm of communications and transmitters, and the language of the divine and the ultra consciousness, clairvoyant authority, and even the show that we're on right now, that we're all listening to, that we're participating with, this network, essentially BBS Radio. And Archangel Gabriel is one of the most divine coordinators of messengers, and of especially with authentic news and the good news, the good words. And when you look into authentic news and authentic insight transmissions and of all sorts of manners of communication, there is such a enlightenment that creates this overall vein of transcending through the veil of perhaps what some may say is our amnesia veil of perhaps previous incarnations. And sometimes we remember, sometimes we don't remember, sometimes we're not supposed to remember. So when we have in this present time and space the awareness of truth and enlightenment and the ability to have the liberation to speak whatever our opinions and our facts and what our theories and what we could postulate upon, whatever it may be, there is an, I would say, it's not even, it's beyond electromagnetic, it's beyond biochemical, it's literally convergence of all of what we can see and what we cannot see combined. And it's literally like a blessing upon those that can speak of their truth personally, and also the facts that they've studied and researched, and their opinions that they behold. And everyone has a right to their opinion and free speech and so forth. So when it comes to the time and place in which we're in today, and one could say that historically we could revert back to when just where we could not speak of things, or people were persecuted for things and so forth. We are in a different timeline today, yet the archetype of that energy spectrum that is on the polar opposite of all the truth purveyors and light workers, it is on the opposite spectrum of that vibration, and it is on a lower frequency. So there, and I'll get into that more, of course. Yet what I wanted to continue with is that with Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael and the purveyors of truth, literally combined with right thought action, and especially again to all of you star seeds, light workers, and incarnates of the kingdom of God, the whole universe, we all have our individual missions. And so let it be said that our inherent sovereignty to permeate the will of goodness, the will of love, the will of the magic of our destinies unto the world and unto others and into society and upon our neighbors and into our work sphere, our family, and our interrelationships and all of those spheres, that we pay respects to those that live and walk in the atmosphere of love and truth and virtue. And when we recognize that we are not alone, when we recognize that we are, even when we might seem that we feel alone, or that maybe there's a misunderstanding, or that perhaps that there is opposition, and I'll get into that also in the spiritual opposition that you would classify as maybe perhaps spiritual warfare, and that's also been going on from the inception of time. Yet, when we look upon all of the spheres of our ecosystem, of our personal selves, and to the starry fields, into the atmosphere, into the galactic kingdom, into our fellow brothers and sisters of goodness, virtue, and integrity, and that observe us and that are not inhabiting this planet, or maybe they visit, maybe they frequent or observe from far away with their amazing abilities of telepathy and clairvoyant abilities and remote vision that we can only fathom in perhaps fiction, correct? So take into account all of that, but then look at all of the creation, look at all of the creations of the kingdom of God, in which all the creatures that are large and small, from the ants, the spiders, the butterflies, bumblebees, amphibians, the reptiles, the beautiful snakes, the beautiful cobras, the larger mammals. I could go on and on. I love animals. But, you know, and when you look at the mightiness of all of the kingdoms of all of our realms, and we look at all of these beautiful animals and the creator's artistry and concepts, and the elephants, the lions, the eagles, you know, the avian species of all. I mean, the messengers are all there, and they're in this grand communication with all of all different types and all different characteristics and all different purposes. Every single being, large and small, and even if some might not be the most cuddly, but there's beauty and divinity with every creation, with every creation. And when we see that and we look at that, when we look upon the ground and the earth, and when they speak of grounding, and when one is grounding, right, and you're literally on earth grounding, yet your mind, your spirit might be in interstellar, right, interdimensional, yet we are still here on this grand earth. And so when we look upon, I'll give a butterfly, for example, for just this moment. And we look at the divinity and the specificity of the creation and the metamorphosis, the chrysalis, the whole entire, the entirety of it is like a really grand production in essence. And it's a pollinator and the bumblebees and just even down to the bumblebee hives, everything has a geometric equation to sacred geometry, and which I've discussed Archangel Metatron briefly in the show. But there's so much with the Merkaba and the sacred geometry of all of us. And I would also want to say at this time where there's the symmetry of nature, the symmetry of God's creation, the symmetry of ourselves, and the symmetry of this universe, and the symmetry of everything else that is in a parallel union combined to emphasize that, my goodness, we're truly not alone. And so when we look upon, I'll reflect back to the butterfly, and we look at the intricacy, those minute details from inception to the full life cycle and everything in between that. Just imagine our planet Earth, that we are all in that same frequency of creation. And also those that believe in reincarnation, and that's something I believe in, yet there is a finality, yet that is not the end. So when we look upon the little ant that works so hard, that is so strong, ants are so strong, it's magnificent. And then we look at another creature like the elephant and the tiger and in the jungle, it's just beyond the comparison and the contrast of what is camouflage and how they're created. And so we can see from small and large and all their purposes, and we reflect back to ourselves, to our human selves. And when we look upon the sharks and the whales, the octopus, the plankton, the coral that sustains the ocean, starfish, and to those that are mermaids, living mermaids, right? But essentially, we're in this beautiful entirety of this grand ecosystem, and we have the crystals, the minerals, the sacred roots that God has blessed us with in creation to help aid us in a multitude of purposes. I mean, this is beyond, and all of you listening is aware of everything I'm speaking of, yet we take the time during opposition, during when the forces that be at times may try to intercede, interject, interfere with our awareness of our true selves, of our creation, of the spectrum of that divinity that we all originate from. And also what is proposed upon us in a false sense of limitation, in which we are all completely unlimited. We are only limited by our own perception of limitation. And so these are all reminders of that, whatever someone may project upon one, that, oh, there's this just this timeline for you and that's it, that's also false, because you and you alone can change that timeline when you behold the kingdom of God within you, when you behold that there is more to this life than just what's in this third dimension. There is more, and there's evidence all around us. There's evidence above us, below, to the left, to the right, in every possible conceivable notion, and even every possible and impossible up until this moment that may have seemed previously inconceivable. Now, the eyes have opened. The third eye chakra, which is your pineal gland, and that's something else I'd like to also refer with, is that some have been calcified through fluoride and so many other chemicals and medications and so forth. But there are tools, there are natural mechanisms to literally try and attempt to decalcify the pineal gland. But our pineal gland is so much of significance, and it looks like a pine cone. So if I'm a forensic pathologist, a coroner, and I'm doing autopsies, and I open up the cranial realm, and I literally can see, if I extract the actual pineal gland from the inner cavity of the skull and where the brain is contained and so forth, it is essentially right there in the middle of the center of the eyebrows. And so that's perceived also as the third eye chakra, yet when you touch it and it's tangible and you see one that is a specimen of one that is, when a pathologist sees that there's a calcification, it's rock hard. It is extremely rock hard. Yet when we're born, our pineal gland, before there's been any kind of negative introductions to any of the, let me just classify it as toxins. I'll just speak of it as toxins. Atmospheric, medication-based, chemical, so forth. It is very spongous, and it feels very fluid, and it's actually full of life force that God has created and inserted into every single one of us. And so our beautiful brothers and sisters across the galaxy They're totally aware of all these notions on Earth in which our pineal glands have been completely obstructed and, let's say, assaulted upon, and to much of our let's in ignorance, or also because we were purported to have ignorance to that and we did not know, and it's not our fault. Yet when we actually attune with that, it's our interior satellite, our interior vision, the third eye, and it's been spoken of through the ages. And if you look at many of Egyptians, even through theologically and philosophically, it looks like the pine cone, and even the Pope and the Egyptians, and throughout so many, even indigenous tribes, and throughout our ages, matters of the hierarchy of royalty, so to speak, there's also this replica, a representation of a pineal gland to be a representation of that divinity, that third eye insight into what is in the world, above the world, around the world, and before us, before, and the sequential dimensions that are before us. So there's a specificity with that as well, because this is the time to truly amp up all of the health and the matters of resurrecting your health, your spiritual health, and so shiny up your pineal gland to the best of your abilities, and if one chooses to do so. But there are ways to switch to fluoride-free toothpaste, fluoride-free water, look into Kangen water. Just there's so many things people can find it. They can research. If they know where to look, they'll get the right information. And I'm happy to talk about those things also at length another time. And I didn't mean to digress, yet I did want to make sure that I express that to everyone. But when we look at all of the creations that we have before us, and we look within, in essence, there is evidence around us. And then when we have our visions, and this is why I was mentioning our pineal gland and our third eye chakra. So when some of us have more of a precept into illumination, and some of us want to have a further ability to harbor insight in the precepts of illumination and so forth, then the practices that really work and help is to enhance in the neocortex and with your neuroplasticity to enhance that to like a muscle. So if one wants to pray and practice meditation, to affirm chanting, affirm mantras, literally just recondition with conscious reconditioning, and if there's a goal that they have, and this is to prepare and attune oneself and prime oneself further and deepening themselves for any goal, any purpose. But it's so essential, besides working out for your physical health, walking, exercise, cardio, weightlifting, yoga, Pilates, fencing, diving, swimming, martial arts, gymnastics, whatever, ballet, whatever it might be, soccer, football, just whatever else that is being utilized outside of the physical body, we also have to work out the internal muscle of our brain and our spirit connected with our brain. So literally our physiological state and our spiritual state commune together and enhance, because everything else will be even more optimal. So that is of most significance as well. And I did want to express that when we're in this particular state of events that are unfolding in this world, that when we look upon with gratitude to Mother Earth, Father Time, creation, grateful for our existence in this literally, I would say, amazing timeline, and whether it's within our dharma, which is purpose of our literally holy existence, and upon truly in the holy galactic kingdom, the observers that see us, truly, how blessed are we to share all of our soul's immersions together and in the participation for being here on this planet together at this sacred time, and to assist each other along the path. And again, I didn't mean to digress. However, I speak upon whatever and whichever topics the Holy Spirit, the universe emanates through me and for now, it just seems very fitting to express that these declarations of just reminders and truth, and in a sense, just to express it verbally and to help align with cognizant awareness to others, and also reminding myself, because when I speak of these, I remind myself as well. So these all apply to on the individual spectrum and in the collective spectrum. And there's the emphasis also with accountability to the overall plight of the powers and greatness that we utilize to serve ourselves, serve others. Because if we serve ourselves first, in some ways, we strengthen ourselves, and then we thereby also love ourselves. And we also regain any confidence that we may have needed to regain confidence with. And so, overall, when we are in that state, in that presence of being in that accountability to ourselves, then we can completely exact upon and execute into the world and permeate with that atmosphere of love. And when we're in that justice of peace and harmony within ourselves, and we emanate again from the atmosphere of peace, love, and majesty, then all that is the divinity, the splendor, and the holiness that we all possess. All of us possess this wondrousness of that splendor of love and light. All of us have the capability to literally transcend, yet sometimes we might need to be reminded. And again, when I mentioned earlier about those that might find themselves in a state of a spiritual paralysis, and I lovingly wanted to just continue with expression of, and that's why I mentioned also about the pineal gland as well, because that can also, again, create a bit of discord there in the senses where one might think, oh, there's a blockage. And well, then just fine-tune the elements that you're consuming, right? Just there's ways in which one might help out their system and assist themselves to literally be able to optimize and enhance and amplify for their own potential. So, but when we do come from the atmosphere of love and in that splendor, we strive to truly honor the justice of karma and to mitigate any of, let's say, the previous injustices. And even as we're here in this precise moment, there is definitely some discord or chaos, so to speak, that is being observed and experienced in this world in some specific vicinity or all at once. Yet karma, God, the Shekinah, the Buddha, however one refers to it personally, the universal laws behold distinct and detailed memory systems. And I'll explain the memory systems in a moment. Yet the memory systems is essentially recording and observing omnipresently all at once, just like the way the eyes of God is in that constant state of awareness and communication. But the memory systems of all the transgressions, transmissions, the transactions that are, let's say, executed in some way, a mirror or the parallelism of accounts of, let's say, the goodness and there's the goodness, and then there's also the opposite of goodness. Yet when there's the transgressions and the transmissions of not so kind or cruel actions and so forth, there's also in the same mirror, there beholds in that parallel divine account that there is a overwhelming amount of beauty and generosity and kindness and benevolence. And in that clarity of that, there is the divine light of love through and unto the universe from the acts of wholesome charity of as well and the virtues. And so altruism is a huge word at times that can be sometimes misperceived dependent upon the context of the use of it. Yet when we have the altruism in the state of the unconditional sense, where There is literally no seeking of benefit from the kind deed or kind act. It's just this unconditional act of kindness or giving or sharing. And that is truly also recorded and observed by the omnipresence again of God and the universal kingdom. And with the love and the light of all that is illuminated, and with that power, light always transmutes the darkness, right? So when we have this and we are in the world of this presence of a spiritual, let's say, awakening and also a spiritual warfare, the opposition, there is going to be a great deal of the resistance that occurs, in which many of you that are beholden in that specter of light and love and honor and virtue and of the that blueprint memory that's within your DNA that truly knows that this is a time in which we have to love the most. This is a time that, yes, we have to defend where we need to defend, yet love the very most and remind others to love the very most. Within reason, of course, with safety, and I have to just insert discernment with wisdom and also just truly always know that you have protection, but also participate with that protection. That I hope I make sense. Yet when we go into the illumination pattern and we're transcending the darkness and we're in that illumination specter, we truly, truly know that we have perhaps engaged in a similar junction before in another lifetime, or one could say previous incarnation, perhaps even not on this planet, another dimension. Truly, we're all students, so who really knows? Yet there is an inference there that I'm receiving to share with everyone, that in that balance, so when there's a light versus the dark, we entreat to find our own resolves, our own balance, the yin and the yang, the opposites and so forth. Yet every action has a reaction. And so there is a time and place for Archangel Azrael and Anubis, the keeper of the recorded acts on earth, where God always does essentially win. And thereby, when we are in aligned with that energy of love and light and also a virtue, then we also can win as well in our lives through the sphere, essentially, and any of the projections that are perhaps presented before us that are true projections of reality, and also those that bypass reality completely and altogether, that try to create a false reality for us to thereby confuse, psychologically manipulate, and also to dissuade us from what our true inherent knowledge is. So, those of you that have had a visitation or experienced something phenomenal that you know inherently is your truth, that you truly had a visitation from an ET, from an angel, from the deceased, from anything of any matter in the materia of the spirit realm and of the interdimensional realm, of the galactic kingdom realm, upon this physical earth, even in your third eye mind, even in your dream state, even in your conscious and subconscious state, even in the left and right brain hemisphere convergence, even in where you just completely know that this happened and you experienced this, and someone out there wants to defy your knowledge or to dissuade you from believing what you know existed. If someone had a visitation from Jesus Christ and truly felt it within down to their bone marrow, in their interstitial fluid, into every tendon, in their nucleus, in their atoms, they know that they had a visitation from Jesus. If someone had a visitation from Archangel Metatron or Archangel Azrael or a Palladian, a beautiful, amazing starseed, some amazing ET, anything, or they literally saw their deceased relative or their deceased beautiful beloved pet companion right there, so tangible that it seemed so real. Well, it is real. It was real. You did experience that. And anyone that has experienced also the opposition to their belief, this is why I'm very impassioned with prefacing and emphasizing that this was and is and remains your truth. No one nefarious or no one that is ignorant can remove that from your elemental sphere, from your spiritual sphere, from your holy body. And so that was appointed to you. God gives us visions and representations of what is beyond this earth. The universe supplies us with representations of what is beyond this earth. And there are those that always want to defy and mitigate that personal awareness and truth. And so, as long as you have the upper hand with the knowledge and the precepts to know and how to counter the fact that you did experience, you did behold, you did see, you did touch, you did feel, you did even have the aroma, the fragrance of such, that it is real in your realm, and thereby it is your truth and nothing but the truth for yourself and for others who share a similar experience. It might not be the exact experience, or it might be a very similar, and some might say verbatim across the world to people who do not have any prepared communication amongst one another that literally experience this phenomena. And that's even more of a testament as well that look at all the people's lives that have changed for the better, where they radiate love, they radiate optimism, they're resurrected within themselves because of some grand, beautiful visitation that we in the human realm on earth interpreted and perceived as this holy, sacred medicine for our soul, a holy, sacred blessing upon our soul, a holy, sacred awareness that's been rejuvenated, let's say. And when we go into that spectrum, when we go into that knowledge, there is this paramount, virtuous, and honorable mention to the self of the venerable ones and those that venerate. And maybe another show I can discuss that. That just was coming through. So when we have those exact awarenesses and perceptions, we know that the amnesia that perhaps is true that can happen to protect us in this world. Yet when there's the amnesia that is the propagated, perpetuated, false amnesia, and that is also in relation to just what I touched upon with the pineal gland being calcified on purpose and so forth. And that's also with critical thinking, and I could go on and on, and I can on upcoming shows. Yet for this instance, just to help with the transcending of all that is limiting to oneself, or if one is in a disparaging time in their life and they have been literally living in the atmosphere of love, yet they're encountering opposition, it's okay to seek the help of the universe, of Archangel Gabriel, of Archangel Michael, the great messenger, the great protector, the Holy Spirit, your ancestral realm of the galactic guardian kingdom. Anything that helps serve you in this time that is respective to your beliefs, this is the time that it's okay. It is completely, actually, even very much encouraged from beyond this realm. They all collectively encourage all of you beautiful star seeds, all of you beautiful, innocent children of God, of this world, those that want to help others, those that want to help enlighten others, heal others, and share your story, share your journeys. You realize that you're truly not alone. And in the karmic realm of all action and non-action, and the balance of the spectrum as well, the yin and the yang, the scales, I'm going to say Anubis at this moment, the scales in which one's heart is light as a feather, and they may proceed through the afterlife into the next dimensional, beautiful kingdom, whatever one believes in, but there's truth in all of the baseline grounded scenarios of all of the universal laws and whatever dogma, whatever introspection one beholds or one has doubts upon, there's a universally undeniable truth that we are all living and we are sharing this planet with a myriad and multitude beyond countless other species on this world and also beyond, of course. Yet we cannot denounce that we are alone because we are truly not alone. And how is that to be that we're not alone? And so we are supposed to embrace and to clarify our truths and whatever opposition presents itself to, again, to dissuade or to dishonor your truth, please, please, please take an additional introspective moment into yourself, your connection to God, your connection to the Creator, to the Goddess, to the Shekinah, to Buddha, to anything that you find that is suitable for your preference. Go into that awareness of yourself and assess your critical thinking and look at, is this the false, perpetuated, manufactured to confuse and to nullify my truth? And or is this actually my truth? And yes, there's a moment of where you can confuse the self when you go into that, but that's what the opposition always intends to do, to psychologically manipulate and impose certain manners and ways to create the self-doubt within the self. And so that is when you push through and you persevere with your resilience and you go into the world with your truth, no matter what the truth is. Yet when it's serving yourself and your highest good, that truth, that most likely is the truth that is aligned with your Christ consciousness and with the galactic kingdom and the whole universe. And when you recognize the patterns in yourself, and then you can also recognize the patterns that are around you, and that is when you literally become essentially as a spiritual Jedi in many ways, a spiritual ninja in those ways, because you walk with integrity, you protect and you defend those that need it, you help the innocent creatures, you help the innocent individuals, you share the awareness, you share the sacred knowledge, you also help to be proactive, and you also help to discern with others. And then, of course, because you've already done the work on yourself, it creates you to be even more powerful and more magnetic when you help others in the world, because you have that seat, you have that throne, so to speak. You have the scepter, you have the crown, you have all of those elements, you have that armor, and in conjunction with Archangel Michael. And then your throat chakra, communication, the spectrum, the divine messenger, Archangel Gabriel. And Archangel Gabriel is beautifully phenomenal and loves to help those resurrect their life and regenerate their life and fight the greatest fight that serves the greatest purpose and potential. And so when you combine with whatever belief system you want, I'm just speaking freely here and just emanating whatever God speaks through to me to share with anyone and everyone that is participating with the show, that we are definitely truly not alone, and that we all have permission to receive the divine goodness, to receive the holy instance of miracles, of the divinity, and that there's nothing truly to fear, really, truly. Yes, there's aspects. Yes, lock your doors, take provisions, self-defense, and so forth. Yes, but I'm speaking in the context of spirituality and beyond the third dimension, in which there truly is nothing to fear when you are aligned with your higher self, with God, with the protection of all that is serving humanity, the creatures of the world, and also the sovereign self within you and within myself, within all of us, that truly has that innate chronological DNA awareness of that we have survived everything thus far. We are all here for a specific mission and presence of this time-space continuum, and we are enacting on our own interdimensional missions independently, interdependently, collectively. We are brothers and sisters, and we help to emanate the most of virtue, kindness, glory, love, and the almighty majesty of the kingdom of God is within all of us, within you, within me, within the animals, within the creatures, within the little ant, within the shark, within the clouds, within all the crystals, within the trees, the evergreens. I could go on and on, within all the fruit, all the vegetables, everything that we have in this world has the kingdom of God within every single entity in that manner. So there, this is just a reminder that walk in your truth, live and breathe in your truth, emanate in the frequency of your truth, and consciously recondition yourself. Work on truly going into where I mentioned, and I'll elaborate before we conclude, is they state that 21 days to create a habit. Some might say 40, but let's just go with 21 days. So in our neocortex, we have a great deal of our critical and functional thinking, and I will spare you those other details and I'll just get right to the point. But in the muscles of the cognitive function of the brain, in which we feel and we take action, and we are, it's all aligned with our spiritual astral body. So please take note of that. But when we go into the muscle memory of the brain, of actions, right thought action, attitudinal adjustments, and we actually remind ourselves, we say, I love myself today. I believe in myself today. I am limitless. I am of limitless potential. I can achieve my goals. I will achieve my goals. I am fearless. I am intrepid. I am full of strength. I want to help create a better world, whatever it might be. But there are introductory statements to the self in which, when one especially comes from any sense of post-traumatic stress, which all of us have experienced, if you're living on this world and you live today and there's anxiety or there's any sort of those reactions, one cannot deny that that's going to exist to the best of us and to the worst and to the best of us, right? And so we have to give ourselves those kinds of, I would say, pardons for ourselves, to not be hard on ourselves if we have certain frequencies that we do not want to experience, yet we do because it's part of how our brain is wired. But that is to help survive and to help persevere through any type of tribulation. So that is how we're wired. But in our astral body, that is in conjunction with our physiological state of our consciousness, and we have our soul star. And I feel that next, perhaps next show, I'll discuss more on that as well. But when we go into our brain muscles and our attitudinal adjustments, and we declare, and we're coming from, I'm giving an example, post-traumatic stress. So from post-traumatic stress, we want to engage into post-traumatic progress, and instead of staying in the realm of that, which is a serious and very real event for so many on in this world. And it's been extremely tragic that so much has occurred in this world, in which so many of our beautiful brothers and sisters have experienced these states of beings and minds, and it is not a very fun or pleasant existence to have that. Yet we look at the post-traumatic progress, so that's very important to emphasize there. So there are various modalities that people can, and I'm only using PTSD as an example because it's very broad and overreaching. I mean, it reaches everyone. So when you work and you literally declare to yourself that I have the ability to be healed, I have the ability to transcend this, and I will recreate myself. Well, guess what? You tell yourself just even a simple statement like that every day for 21 days, you're rebuilding your neuroplasticity in your brain and also your connection to your manifestation abilities and your healing abilities with God, under God, with your higher self, with the creator, whatever you want to classify that for yourself. But you're reworking and consciously reconditioning yourself. So please, everyone, just take note of that if it applies to you, that there's hope and there's love and there's the wisdom, and you have your justifications for your visions, for your insight, and for everything that you've experienced up until this point, and everything you want to experience further that is of perpetual goodness. And I wanted to conclude our transmission today with my gratitude for all of you and your participation and the audience, and for sharing this beautiful day with me today. And I send blessings of love and light and of your truth and honor, reminding you, and you all have the capabilities to be limitless, and you all have the capabilities to be magical and in touch with all that is divine. And I appreciate you once again, and thank you very much. And until the next show, I will be back in 2 weeks' time. And this has been the Beyond Earth Show. What do we really know within and around us? And are we really alone? And we are truly not alone. So I thank you again. Have a great week.